Columbus in time. Jesse Rose of Hampton, Virginia, writes the second time and wants to know why Vern is always smiling.
Probably because I think they work like a devil.
No, I don't think so. Jesse, he's obviously thinking about testing Walt Vern. What if you don't catch the hand in your mouth? PXing. David Cusera of Warren, New Jersey writes and noted that his wife confirmed developing artificial species for cyber testing. So, Dave, what's the connection with your way? Well, you have any advantage in this line of consumer research? Ask her for us if it smells like artificial cut cheese. Live artificial species. What a concept. Oh, thanks for that. Frank Missouri, wait again. Tom, what the hell gives? Are you playing radio ass-tucket tapes on your CB or something? Paul Faith, with two sentences in there. If you can't say what to say directly, the interview with Ken Hauser is like a box of chocolate, and Thursday is a good day to get yourself a whack job. F2, Paul, and illegitimate non-carborundum. Michigan, and that's just about it. So I must ask, Larry, why did you write sheep after male totem?
People have used animals in this for centuries.
Oh. This
coastline
is
here
in Ontario, right? And here on our actual segment, SABD, Hikers Against BB. Larry wanted to know how he could join the movement. Jerry, I don't know anyone that would have the slightest interest in joining me in a motion. Jerry Vanderhyde, I found on the railroad report for him. Henry, you know anything about what I'm talking to you? Henry said that he also enjoyed the artificial species, but on actual stuff. We haven't had this much comment on an item since the cantilever fry yet. Discovery Channel African documentary. Gather those puppies up and get them into a cantilever bra. If you want to get your points across, you can't do better than with a cantilever. Cantilever bras are made from the finest green stainless steel mesh, barely can even have the glue, or strip. And they are fireproof. Cantilevers are sold at all the finest hardware stores. Cantilever is a subsidiary of Mitsubishi Heavy Industries Ladies Apparel Division. Batteries sold separately. Not available in Montana, North Dakota, or Mississippi. For those of you who are getting sick and tired of hearing the cantilever diet, which we seem to wind up playing every other time, don't worry, we have several new sponsors coming up that you will hear as in the future. Thanks for writing, Henry. At taxpayers' expense, we periodically do an in-depth statistical study of the reception reports we get here at Radio Ass-Tucker, and we've come to the conclusion that you folks are primarily interested in two things. One is breath and relieving yourself. Obviously, Radio Spam has had this figured out for quite some time.
But you have demonstrated that you have no decency or common sense about you.
Can you just hang up? No, no, let's not get too severe. Rosie and Julia Rosenquist of Dallas, Texas, wrote for the first time. Yeah! Rosie and Julie say that Radio Ass-Tucker is their first pilot. You know, they say that you always remember your first. My first was in a wheelbarrow at... well, that's a story for another time. But they say a Satsuma, Alabama checked in again. But is that really the name of the town? But I hope you got your special card. And I, Bram Stoker, know the requirements for a special card. Bud says that we're a bright spot. But a little cold beer and some Mr. Queen will take that out nicely.
So what was that yellow stuff?
Probably some cleaning oil. Michael Stokes is going off Kentucky right again. Michael included a small clip from his local paper that reads, Bunny Parks provide hours of fun and enjoyment. Michael, I just know there's something in there for a little more second foot, but I just can't think of the thing right. Perhaps you could clarify exactly what parts were involved for us.
If left undisturbed, they multiply rapidly.
Oh.
Oh,
let's see. That's the Lavania Mexican real quick.
One was a blatant attempt to get a rejection card, so we fooled him and sent him a rejection card.
And both Renee Baldwin's reflection report.
Carl said that he recognized some of the bumper music from a topless bar he was bumped in. Parents are coming to New York, right, for the first time, and just caught our end. Pretty disgusting sight, wasn't it? Nick is not, obviously not as old as I am, your old buddy Brad. And he is for a kind of approval signal for a music horn. Yes, but very famous music horn. Ken Vickie of Williamson, Michigan wrote, Williamson, you may recall, is where our top 10 list home office is located. We have a clearinghouse staff of hundreds in Williamson weeding through all the great shit that you put them in. But we're ignoring Ken. Ken says that if he doesn't get a pennant, that the end of our dipstick will fall off. Ken, I thought that only a rabbi or a Lorena could come up with this. Ken just heard the words Bobbitt, Rabbi, and Ken used for the first time ever in the same sentence. Radio Azteca, your station for keeping Lorena Bobbitt's name in the spotlight. Richard Post was right in the last place for the first time. They completed some incriminating statements in his letter, which we will definitely file away from taking you. What are you going to call yourself, Dick? Don't forget, if you'd like to get into Bram's bag, just send your reception report with three joyful mishaps and photographs of your favorite sports head and heat to DBS Communications, Post Office Box 452, Wellsville, New York, 14899.
Thank you.